This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skin Care Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Isabel Daniel, a licensed esthetician and eyelash extensionist, as well as the founder of Calista Clean Beauty Incorporated, that was created to give you an opportunity to receive customized services that suit your lifestyle and skin needs with the ultimate goal to enhance your natural beauty. Isabel, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, why do some people have beautiful, even toned skin and others have awful skin? I mean, that's really a curiosity that most people have.
Well, there's just so many factors, from not knowing how to take care of your skin to having, you know, diet, medication, stress, hormonal imbalance. It can go for, you know, sun damage, aging, stress. It just goes a lot deeper than just, you know, what products you're using or not. I think it's a lot deeper in terms of your diet and lifestyle and emotional state. So, yeah.
Interesting. So can one's diet affect their skin tone and eyelashes, and what foods can one eat to help their skin and lashes look terrific?
Absolutely. There's, you know, organic fresh fruits, vegetables, lots of water, just a healthier diet, stuff that's not artificial, as well as stretching, allowing, you know, oxygen and the flow of energy through your body just get moved around a lot. Biotin is a great vitamin to take to help your hair grow, your lashes grow. There's just so many different awesome ways, amazing ways to internally feed your body, which will externally show, which will radiate from, you know, from within on the outside. So, yeah.
And what is the advantage or disadvantage of using organic natural skincare products opposed to non-natural products?
Okay, so there's a big controversy in the skincare world, I believe, with this. Obviously, dermatologists, Western medicine doctors would believe that, you know, certain things don't need to be organic. And actually, I'm a practicing yogi and, you know, ultimate, like, quality of life, you know, person. And I believe that some skincare that is not natural is actually better because it is natural stuff that is scientifically modified to actually reach the cells at a more efficient level. So there are certain natural products that I believe are incredible, and I also believe that, you know, if you're pregnant, stuff like that, definitely be using natural stuff. But if we're here to treat severe acne, serious anti-aging, serious sunspots, you know, stuff like that, I actually believe the medical grade stuff is more efficient.
You know, a lot of people don't want to get facials or pills because they are afraid it will make them break out. Why would this occur, and how can we prevent this from happening?
Well, a lot of times it isn't because of them getting the facial or peel that they're breaking out. It actually is just speeding up a process that was already occurring within them. So if you were going to break out, this is what's going to happen. Another tool that I like to use is if you don't like the way it smells or feels when you touch it, then don't use it. You know, a doctor or an esthetician or skincare professional could say, this is the best, you need to use this. But if you don't like the way it feels or when you use it on your face, then don't use it. It's not for you, even if it has the best ingredients. If we're going to break out, then it's not that big of a deal. It's just, it always seems so much worse than it is. It's never from the actual treatment. It's always from the, this was about to happen, and what we do is we speed it up. Another way to prevent it is to stay hydrated, to use moisturizer. A lot of times we think when our skin's dry that we need, or when our skin's oily, that we're too oily and we don't need to use any moisturizer. The fact is the oil glands are overproducing oil, which is compensating for water. So I highly recommend moisturizing and just walking through the process, because the skin will then, you know, get it out. And we just need to keep exfoliating with glycolic, retinols, lactic acids, and even acidic water, maybe left over from an alkaline filter.
Today we are with Isabel Daniel, a licensed esthetician and eyelash extensionist, as well as the founder of Calista of Clean Beauty Incorporated, here on eHealth Radio Skincare Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Eyelash extensions, why are they becoming so popular today, and why are there so many mixed opinions about them?
Well, they're becoming so popular, A, because they're new. They actually have been invented only 10 years ago, found in Japan. And B, they make people look younger. It's not an invasive procedure. It doesn't take a few weeks or months to see any results potentially. It's you go in, you get them put on, and you walk out. You have longer, luscious lashes, and your eyes just look wide open, and you look younger. You know, you don't need to wear any eye makeup.
And that is an advantage for the ladies. Now, how long do these last? How long do the eyelash extensions last?
Well, one of the controversies is that it within itself is how long they last. There are actual eyelashes do have a hair cycle, just like the hair on our head and all over our bodies. So depending on your lash cycle, which can be anywhere between, 1 to 6 weeks, which I obviously learn as I'm lashing you, I could learn your eyelash cycle, but it might take a few sessions, as long as the eyelash cycles out. That is when you have someone who's doing a great job. Obviously, if you're going into a really steamy, showery, hot yoga environment, the lashes may not last as long. Or if you're using oily products, they may not last as long. But if you follow the instructions and basically don't touch them, they should last anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks with proper maintenance.
And would you say that eyelash extensions are an anti-aging tool?
I think they are. I think they as we get older, our lashes just aren't as long and full, and this is an opportunity to give you that volume and or length without much cost or time.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also find Calista Clean Beauty online?
It's www.calista, K as in Kite, A-L-L-I-S-T-E, beauty.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, is there anything that you'd like to leave in form of a tip in conclusion with the listeners on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, I want to say you can trust yourself with all decisions, and everyone is beautiful, and, just take what you need and you can leave the rest.
Very good. Certainly appreciate your coming out. The passion in what you do certainly does come through with your message. We've been speaking with Isabel Daniel, a licensed esthetician and eyelash extensionist, as well as the founder of Calista Clean Beauty Incorporated, that was created to give you an opportunity to receive customized services that suit your lifestyle and skin's needs, with the ultimate goal to enhance your natural beauty. And the website of reference once again is CallistaBeauty.com. Isabel, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. You're brilliant.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skincare Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.